Always great to have your company for Dwayne. 12 to head back to your calls very shortly. A couple of texts that have come through on the whole Dave Warner. Should he be reinstated as a leader in Australian cricket? Should he be allowed to be a leader in Australian cricket again? Should he have his lifelong ban overturned? Couple here just talking about the whole situation that we faced over the course of time with Sandpaper Gate and we've come since it. Dwayne, how about the rest of the cricketing nations install the same bans that Australia did instead of us dropping our standards to what we think is fair play? Ball tamperers to get just one game is ridiculous. Thanks for that as well. Dwayne, I don't think anyone has been ball tampering since those guys got the very harsh penalty. Maybe Cricket Australia has set the standard. James in Mordialloc, thanks for that. Why you can't give people scope for redemption is beyond me. To me, he is sort of half banned and shows to me that Cricket Australia need a massive overhaul. So there's a bit of different opinion on this. And another one here from Glenn. Well, listen to all the perfect humans giving it to Warner and Smith. Get over it. And more importantly, get over yourselves. The continued bashing of these guys is borderline pathetic. Thanks for that as well. Keep your texts coming through. 0433 98 11 16 for Temper, T-E-M-P-U-R, mattresses and pillows like no other. If you want to jump on the line, 1-300-736-736 is the number. And we'll come to you after Tasmanian Jack Jumpers coach Scott Roth has been good enough to join us. It's going to be huge. NBL starts tomorrow night, starts with a doubleheader. And the newest team in the competition gets a chance to play the season opener. Welcome to you, Scott. Great to have you on the program.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
So you've been in Australia as an assistant coach at the Wildcats for a long time. You played in the NBA. The growth of the NBL, not just in terms of the amount of teams in the comp, but the growth on the world stage as to how many eyeballs are now on our game is phenomenal. And it's going to be fantastic for you and your team to play first up.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I had been following the NBL for the last 4 or 5 years before I got done coaching in the NBA for the last, 23 years or so. And when I had a chance to come to Perth by accident, at the end of the day, and really see it up close and knew the league was expanding and growing, and to win a championship in Perth and then, you know, unexpectedly kind of get this job now last year at this time. And yeah, it's been quite the process here. It's a long haul that I'm very excited for the people that invested numerous hours and time to get it here. And tomorrow night will be a really good night here in Tasmania.
So MyState Bank Arena sold out at the moment. Are you looking like selling out? How many games going forward, home games, have you sold out so far?
To be honest with you, I don't really follow that very much, other than I do know tomorrow night is sold out. I think that the venue is really, really nice. I think the players are really going to enjoy it. I hope it becomes a pit for us and that it's difficult to play in. I think it's very cozy at 5,000 seats and state-of-the-art inside. And, you know, more importantly, I think it's just a great venue for the whole state of Tasmania. You know, reality is we only play in there 14 times, and now they're going to be able to have concerts and other entertainment and stuff for the entire state, and it's just a heck of a building.
And for those who don't know, you're going to take some games to Launceston as well. You're going to play at the Silver Dome, so you're going to share the love a little?
Absolutely. You know, we started training camp, actually, in the north in Alverson and worked our way through Launceston and back to Hobart, and we kind of did the same thing then with the Blitz, and we started actually in Hobart and worked our way the opposite direction to get up to Alverson. So we're definitely trying to get from the north to the south and be all about creating a fan base. And our players have done a very good job of being engaged in the community at this early stage. And the feedback's been good. And the players have done an outstanding job of just rallying the troops and trying to create a fan base here in Tasmania.
You're also playing a really exciting brand of basketball. Your Blitz form said you're going to be a scoring team. You've recruited a couple of guys that are going to be cult heroes. Well, they're already cult heroes in Tassie for those that locals that have seen them play. But Josh Adams has got a real bit of spark about him. Josh Majette looks like he's an ex-NBA player, 26 NBA games. So you'd expect it from him a bit. But when they turned it on, had a powerful five on the court.
Yeah, I don't know, you know, at the end of the day how explosive we will be offensively. We've been trying to definitely build a defensive team first and a mantra of, that's the only way you're actually going to win championships. There's obviously an anomaly every now and then that jumps into the top four, but we're basing everything on just being really competitive defensively. The thing I really love about the group just in general is they're very feisty, very gritty. We got a couple guys, I think, that are very much in the underdog mode, and and have a lot to prove. And, you know, we have a big center there that's coming back, Will Magne, who's going to be very impactful as he's coming off his injury. And so there's some exciting players to watch, and it should be fun.
How long's Clint Steindl out for, or will he be okay to play?
As of now, we're planning on having Clint playing tomorrow. We'll see him go tomorrow and shoot around, but all signs are that he'll end up playing tomorrow.
And Mykalie McIntosh as well is, you know, it's the kind of guy that I think fans have already warmed to the Canadian, the big guy.
Yeah, he's, you know, a really aggressive, versatile kid at his size. And one thing that attracted me to him when I was watching his tape is another guy that I think was ready to kind of bust out and get into a bigger league and get more exposure, and very defensive minded and tough and got great size and quickness and versatile to handle the ball. And this gives us some depth at the four spot.
You also, the way you whip up the enthusiasm, I know you're talking about defense, and yeah, I get it. Every coach wants to do that, and every coach talks about doing that, and it does win championships in multiple sports around the world. So what you're saying is not wrong. It's just that we do like a little bit of scoring here in Australia, as you well know, Scott. So we are hoping to see a bit of sort of liveliness from you guys. And I think you've got a couple of guys that can give liveliness to the point that the fans are going to get up out of their seats early.
Yeah, I mean, I listen, I hope so. I mean, I hope we find the right balance there. You know, I wouldn't say that Perth over the X amount of years has been one of the highest scoring teams, but they win championships because they play defense. So I think it's just you find the right blend. And for me, it all starts on the defensive end and building a foundation there that can sustain the season, and you can always fall back on it. And your offense is going to come and go as the season goes on. And there's a tremendous amount of talent in the league across the board. And there's going to be a lot of teams that will be scoring quite a bit of points. And I don't think that's the pathway for us to win games, is to try to outscore some of these teams that really have a lot of depth and a lot of talent.
So how much do you rely on analytics, Scott, and how much have you dived into what the Brisbane Bullets are going to put together, and how much do you play them as opposed to playing your brand?
Yeah, we've been just very much focused on ourselves at the end of the day, and we'll continue to do that probably most of the season. I think that we're in the process of building a foundation. We're trying to put in our basement of our house. There's teams that are trying to put their first floor in or their second floor, and there's a few teams that are trying to put the roof on the second floor to win a championship. And we're just starting our foundation, and we need to make sure that we're doing the right things and not taking any shortcuts, and playing the right way and the style that I like. And I like competitive guys. They have a little bit of nasty in them and get after people. The analytical question is one of those ones that I'm not a big analytical guy, because one, I'm not smart enough to figure that stuff out, and I'm too old to go invest in it. So I go by my gut. That's how I've learned to coach with Don Nelson for most of my career and other coaches, and I'll let other people handle analytics.
Music to our ears, Scott. Music to our ears. A bit of gut feel, less analytics, and let the boys play, and a little bit of nasty.
Yep.
Liked hearing that. Can't wait to see tomorrow night. Can't wait to call a couple of your games, as I did in the Blitz as well. So, yeah, bring it on. Can't wait. We'll talk soon.
Thanks so much for your time. Have a great day.
Scott Roth, Tasmania Jack Jumpers head coach. You can watch every NBL game live on ESPN. Starts with a double header tomorrow night. The early game in Tasmania in Hobart at My State Bank Arena, and then the late Tur game hosted by the Wildcats against the 36ers in Perth. Both games will be sellouts, and it's great to have fans back at sport, fans back to basketball. We'll take a break. Back to your calls next, and a heap of your texts as well. 0433 98 11 16 and 1300 736 736. A little bit later on, Nicole Livingston's going to join us, the AFL General Manager of Women's Football, with the AFLW fixture being announced today, and we'll bring you a bit of that next.